Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junks Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, is 10 to noon. I'm AWOD. Grant and Danny will drive you home. You're home for Who's Talking every Monday with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood, and the Who's are set to play in the biggest game in program history Saturday, the ACC title game. You know, they've played in this before, most recently in 2019, but it's never been a guaranteed spot in the CFP, the college football playoffs. Financially, this would be the biggest moment for UVA sports probably ever. I mean, I've heard you're going to get 20, 30, maybe even 40 million for getting into the CFP when you count everything that it's included there, starting with the TV deal money. But, you know, this is going to be a massive game. I mean, my friends are still talking about the college football playoffs from last year and Scataboo putting on a performance for Arizona State. Like, it's become a spectacle. It's March Madness, but football and over the holidays. What's not to like about that? It's awesome. We will preview the ACC championship game today, UVA against Duke. We'll bring on Coach Chris Mooney from the winning Richmond Spiders basketball team. Big win over Belmont. Coach will join us today at 2:30. But you know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Thursday night football to begin the next week of the NFL season tonight on Amazon Prime. Week 14 kicks off at 8:15. The Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Two teams with Super Bowl aspirations. Two teams that are desperate to make it in the postseason. Two teams that if the playoffs began today would be in Cancun watching. Cowboys, Lions. Here's Adam Schefter on what this would mean for the Cowboys to win.
Dak cannot win the MVP unless they win this game tonight, because there's no way that voters are picking an MVP on a team that makes the playoffs.
Right.
And if they don't win tonight, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. The
Sometimes Adam Schefter pisses
win,
me
I
off.
Think Dak,
well, I wanted a game
right
preview, not MVP talk.
And if they do win, we've said this before, watch out for the Dallas Cowboys. Greeny's going to be chomping on his cigar, putting on his cowboy hat. If you take a look at their schedule here, down the stretch, if they find a way to win tonight, it is favorable. You tell me, down the stretch, if they wouldn't be favored to win every one of those four games. There they are. Their chance of winning.
Yeah, but Shefty, are they going to win tonight? I've got Detroit. I am loading up my money on Detroit. At home with their season on the line, We know how bad Dallas's defense can be. We know how good Detroit's offense can be. I think the Fighting Dan Campbells get up for this matchup here. Give me the Lions by double digits. So I'm locking that in. Spread is what, 3? Yeah, I'm taking the Lions. Let's go over to college basketball on the sports app. SEC ACC challenge. ACC had a good first day. SEC won almost every game in the second night of the SEC ACC challenge, except for UVA, who dominated Texas, and they got a spectacular performance from their rookie freshman from Europe, Tess DeRitter. This kid out of Belgium was awesome. Here is a clutch and one.
Lewis, was he hopping? No call for a walk there. DeRitter on Heidi. And just using the muscle on Heidi and one.
Let's go to Arkansas against Louisville in that challenge. And it was a dagger alley-oop giving the Arkansas, the Razorbacks, a win over Louisville.
Brown try to force Acuff to the left. Yep. The alley-oop to Kevin Brazil.
Let's go over to the local schools here, and we'll start with the Richmond Spiders and their battle with Belmont. Down right before the half, Mike Walls gets the rebound, and he's going to nail this from about three-quarter court. Let's take a listen to the call.
Second one, no. Walls just going to heave it from the free throw line, and he banks it in. He banks it in. Mike Walls.
Richmond would use that momentum, win the second half by 10, win the game by 8. The Spiders are now 7-1 with a win over Belmont. The Bruins were undefeated coming into that game, and they were on their home court. Great win for the Spiders, and they were led by Will Johnston's 19 points. He hit 3 of 5 from three-point range. How about the JMU Dukes? Cliff Davis, three-point powers JMU to a win.
They got Davis again, open for the three. Ooh, the rotation, the swish, the lead by 5.
Let's move over to the NHL on the sports app. Every day on the sports app, we track the Washington Capitals and the greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. That is Alexander Ovechkin. The Russian machine never breaks. And the Capitals are on fire. They have won 6 straights. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games. And oh yeah, a 7-1 victory last night, giving the Capitals 36 points to move into sole possession of first place. Let's get to the highlights. This one started with Alex Ovechkin getting goal number 1.
Taking it back in along the far wing here, Matt Roy, sharp angle, and a loose puck in front for Ovechkin. A chance here, rebound, they score! And it's Alex Ovechkin putting it over a fallen Askarov. It's Ovechkin with 11:35 to go here in the first period. It's 1-0 Washington.
Milano scores, Leonard scores, Duhamie scores. The Caps go into the second period with a 4-0 advantage, and it's Ovi once again on the power play.
Delkovich now go just a little bit wide, and again, San Jose cannot clear. Chychrun from center point lets it go. Rebound, Leonard, the chip in front, and Ovechkin scores again. It's his second. It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin, and the 911th of his NHL career. The Capitals blowing the doors off. It's 5-0 Washington.
And, of course, Ovi's goals were massive, but I thought the story of the game was the play by Ryan Leonard, who scores his second goal, making it 7-0.
And it will come down low into the Capitals zone. Worked out now. The center, Ryan Leonard, cuts through, goes to the backhand, and scores. What a goal from Ryan Leonard, just dancing through the defense. And the Capitals, the extra point is good. It's 7-0 Washington.
That was the highlight of the game, 7-1. Your final call. Let's go over to the NBA on the sports app. So, the Wizards will be in action tonight. They're taking on the Boston Celtics, the 3-17 Wizards, but the wins are not important. It's about racking up the losses and controlling their first round pick. Let's get to the highlights last night, though. We'll start with the matchup between the Magic and the Spurs. Spurs get the win, 114-112, with a block that saves a layup that could have sent this game to overtime.
Black looking. It goes to Wagner. Catches. Shoots. It's blocked out of bounds by Cornette. And that is the end of the game. Franz didn't have a lot of time.
He knew he didn't.
He had to get the shot up.
David, on this catch to get Champagny up in the air, and Cornette with a great timing right there coming from the weak side.
Let's go to Milwaukee as the Bucks faced off against the Detroit Pistons, and Miles Turner posters in the W for the Bucks here. Now, Giannis left the game with a non-contact injury, and there were reports just yesterday that Giannis and his agent had already reached out to the Bucks to find out a best destination for Giannis in his future. It's not going to be Milwaukee. That's pretty clear. Here is Brian Windhorst with the latest on Giannis and him getting traded this season.
Now, in the wake of the Shams report yesterday, as you canvass the league a little bit, there is certainly curiosity about whether Giannis will push the envelope here, because he has done this before, where he has talked to the Bucks about uncertainty with his future. And even in the summer, Shams reported back in October, back in August, he approached the Bucks about the possibility of being traded to the New York Knicks. And the Bucks and the Knicks had several weeks of trade discussions about it. Now, Doc can say with a straight face that there was no trade demand. And I think that that's true. He didn't demand it. However, those discussions were not the Bucks' idea, I assure you. And they sort of whistled past the graveyard because they had made a summer full of, you know, gutsy moves to keep him. And so now the question is, will Giannis, especially with this injury, look to take it to the next level and make a full-blown trade demand, or will he give the Bucks more time?
It's kind of a weird situation. The Bucks have hired and put and given money to every single one of Giannis's relatives. He's probably got a long-lost cousin that's gotten paid by the Bucks, and yet he wants out. I wonder how many teams would be willing to give up the max for Giannis. How much are they going to willing? Is it going to be multiple first-round picks? That's something to keep an eye on in the NBA. Over to college football on the sports app. Championship weekend, and we will be previewing it throughout the show today. Frank Maloney will join us from Who's Talking. UVA will take on Duke Saturday night from Charlotte, North Carolina, for the ACC title game against Duke. Georgia, Alabama, SEC championship at 4. Indiana, Ohio State, Big Ten championship at 8. I'll have my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Eyes on the noon contest Saturday between BYU Texas Tech and the two Friday championships, Sunbelt with JMU and American, North Texas and Tulane, are on Friday. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We bring on Michael Phillips right now for a segment we have declared Crosstalk on The Fan.
I can just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, what's up?
How about those caps?
Yeah.
Two goals for Ovechkin.
Dude.
Two goals for Leonard.
Leonard looked silly. He looked like a young Ovi.
I'll raise my hand. I can't stay up that late, but I loved watching the highlights.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's awesome because it feels like they have successfully made the transition from the old guys to the young guys. I was worried, like 2 years ago, I think, I did a segment about how could the Caps miss the playoffs for multiple years in a row.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs for the next 10 years.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, I think the safe prediction would have been what's happening to the Penguins. The old core hangs around too long. You don't quite rebuild with them. Kudos to everybody in that operation. They've done a very nice job. That's still Brian McClellan operation, I think. Very nice job bringing in young talent, merging them with the old guys. Of course, starts with a great coach.
Michael, tonight is our Odyssey holiday party. We're headed to Capitol Ale House.
Oh, yeah.
It's not burger night, but we might have some burgers, have some beers.
I'm not paying.
Some wings. It's going to be fun. Is this too early for a holiday party?
So you know that I also work at the Richmonder.
Yes.
Ours is tomorrow night. So I mean, it's going to be hard for me to throw stones in this glass house, Adam. I think the logic is everybody gets progressively busier.
Yeah.
When's Hanukkah this year?
Come on now. Don't put me under the microscope. All right, I want to say it's like December 12th.
But you're right. So you hit that. You hit the, you know.
December 14th. That was close.
Good enough. I mean, you get plus or minus 7, I believe. Yeah.
8.
That's right. I think the logic is everybody gets progressively a little busier. Some people leave town. Mm-hmm. You know, some people leave town like that week before Christmas travel. So I think you just want to make sure everybody's there and we're appropriately cheerful.
Yeah. I think it works. I was very upset, and I will publicly say this, about the Halloween party not being on Halloween.
Well, nobody leaves town for Halloween. We were all just here on Halloween wearing costumes, not having a party. That was goofy.
Yeah.
To me, the holiday party is not tethered to any specific holiday.
My rule is it has to be in the month of December.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can't wait till January, and you can't do it at the end of November.
You can't do it pre-Thanksgiving, and you can't do it in January. It's, to me, the message I want to hear tonight is, you worked your butt off this year, MP. Thank you. Here's a burger.
Yeah. And a beer.
Man, if I get that, I will feel very loved. That is what
I
want.
Michael, you know I love you, and I love having you on the show, and I think we have a relationship where I can be honest with you, and I don't love your takes recently.
We're on a heater here.
And it's pretty much about college football. It's just we argue about everything college football. We're pretty much on the same page for the NFL, college basketball, college football. I'm getting worked up over here about doing a championship preview show. And you said on your show, some of these games don't matter.
Are you fired up for Ohio State, Indiana?
Yes.
They both get a bye, no matter who
wins.
Right.
But I think you're taking the approach from a journalism perspective, right? Like, the biggest goal at the end of the year is to win the college football playoffs. Me, I'm like, I'm trying to think about the heart of the fan base here.
Yeah.
Ohio State against Indiana for a championship. It might not be the championship everyone's playing for, but a Big Ten championship, I think it still means a lot to those two teams, those two coaching staff.
Fire up your Ryan Day time allotment pie chart for me this week. What percentage of his time was focused on getting ready to beat Indiana? What percentage of his time was focused on signing day? And what percentage of his time was focused on preparing for the college football playoff?
5% on CFP.
Just not in his mind.
Yet. I think probably way too much on signing day.
Well,
like maybe 45%.
We know how it works.
Right?
Yeah,
and then 50% on this matchup. Because here's the thing. How can you really, really prepare for the CFP when you don't know your seeding?
Yeah.
Right? And they're not guaranteed a bye. It's going to end up that the two Big Ten teams get a bye, but it's not guaranteed.
They have set it up that nobody gets punished for playing in this game. Like, Georgia has to win to keep their bye. Texas Tech has to win to keep their bye. But I think both Big Ten teams have a protected bye at this juncture. I don't think either would fall out of a bye.
But you want Alabama to be eliminated if they lose.
Alabama is 9 right now. And if they lose, Texas, Vandy, Alabama, that's the same resume at that point. Like, what makes Alabama better than the other two?
Well, because they played one more game.
I mean, sure. Like, good for them. We're all happy for them. Like, Texas played Ohio State in another game. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, you got playing the extra game gives Alabama the opportunity to win its way into the college football.
So you're telling me a 7-1 Alabama team in conference play and 10-2 overall who loses the SEC championship game to have the overall record of 10-3 should be in the same boat as a 6-2 Texas team in conference play and 9-3 overall.
Well, Texas, one of their losses was to Georgia, right? And so Alabama loses to Georgia. I would consider those equivalent losses.
Right, but Alabama also has a win over Georgia.
Because they got two cracks.
Like, here's what I'm saying is, I think that it's blasphemy. If the committee judges a team based on the schedule of games they've played and the extra game, but then judges another team on just the schedule of games that they played. Texas could have had an opportunity. If Texas beats Florida, they're in this game, all right? But they didn't.
So
that's an SEC loss right there.
So we're clear. I think Alabama's in regardless. I think they will protect them regardless. I, MP, making my playoff bracket, I'm prepared to put a Miami in ahead of an Alabama that loses in the SEC title.
Now we're talking. I'm just not putting another SEC team ahead. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's blasphemy to have an SEC team leap a team that made the championship.
I will agree with that.
Right?
I'm good with that.
But if you wanted to put Alabama or a Notre Dame, Miami or Notre Dame over them, then I could have that conversation.
BYU, if they win, because you have to.
BYU, if they win, they move ahead of Alabama. Yes.
Well, they have to be in, so you have to take somebody out.
Yeah.
If Alabama loses, you have one spot left in that scenario. I would rather have Miami or Notre Dame than Alabama in the final spot.
Right, and I would tell you, I'd rather have Miami and Notre Dame both out.
It's certainly,
if they're both not in, they both need to be out.
It makes life very easy for the committee if everybody handles their business, BYU wins, because then Bama's in, BYU's in, line. That's it, we're out.
Like,
if Bama's out and BYU's out, you can make two spots. You can bring Notre Dame and Miami in. If Bama wins, BYU loses, there's one spot left. They have to declare who gets it.
Yeah. I'm so fired up for these championship games, and you're kind of looking past it, though. That's what I'm kind of confused about.
We do this every March, too. We get fired.
I don't look past conference championship games.
Not with VCU, but the ACC does. The ACC fans absolutely do.
Yes, but like when Tech won it, that was massive.
Sure.
Right.
But like that's an exception.
Yeah.
Like if you're an A-10 fan, everything rides on this. If you're a UVA fan, nobody's suggesting UVA fans are overlooking this game in any way. This is a monster game for them. But if you're an Ohio State fan and you won the Natty last year and you just beat Michigan, like, how juiced are you for beating Indiana and winning a conference title? Like, I'd be genuinely curious. Like, is that a thing that's going to fire you up? Like, are people shelling out big money to go watch this game Or is this like, you know, the next, and I think we'll see that in the playoffs too. Like, are you going to go fly across the country, see your team play a game if you want to see him play the next game?
So I see what you're saying, and I do agree that conference championships are devalued because of the CFP. And I could see people spending less money to go to the game. But I think the ratings are going to be great.
It's college football with big teams. They'll still watch.
Yeah.
I am predicting, what's this, 2025?
Yeah.
In 2027, we don't play conference championship games.
Mm.
Ready for that?
I mean, will we have conferences?
Well, that's a big question, too. But I think the playoff will expand and consume this weekend as well.
Really? What's more likely? Championship Saturday is gone, or the NFL plays a game in Dubai?
Oh, I think the NFL will play a game somewhere in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen. Can I take a parlay of both?
Yeah, that's fine with me. All right, so UVA against Duke.
Yep.
I am pretty confident that I can say, financially, this is the biggest game in UVA history.
Oh, yeah.
All sports.
Oh, yes. Yes, easily.
Like, baseball championship, basketball championship.
Yes. Yes, all the way yes.
Give other people some more reason why.
Only other compelling case you could make would be the Georgia Tech game where they would have stayed number one in the country, maybe would have played for
the 1990 game that Chris Graham told us he was at, right?
Right. That's the only other game you can make a compelling case for. There is so much money in football compared to basketball. Like, and they did well when they won the basketball natty. Let's not pretend they didn't. They made a lot of money. Football is just next level. You think about, like, VCU's athletic budget this year, I think, is like $40 million. Schools that do football have $200 million budgets. Football is king. And there's
so much
money. And
just an appearance in the CFP
could be worth $160 million to the school over the next 5 years. Yeah. Like, that's an insane number. Now, that's a home game number. I don't know what the road team number is, but it's going to be a big number. It'll be more than they've ever touched from a basketball appearance.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, there's so much right in this. Is this a fishy line to you? 3.5, I think they should be favored by at least a touchdown.
No, because I think Mensah's really good. 28 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, and he had his worst game against UVA. Like, I think you said this yesterday. When you play a team again, I start to... Because I think the first time they played, I want to say the line was probably 7 or 8, right? And then now it's 4 because it's that second time they're playing against them.
I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous for my Wahoo friends, Robbie Robinson and company. I'm nervous for them.
I'm taking the... approach that no matter the outcome, unless craziness happens, there will be a team from Virginia in the CFP. Now, we talked about this yesterday. Like, if Duke wins and Troy wins, right.
Yeah,
Duke. I think I'm going to wake up Monday and there will be a team from Virginia in the CFP.
I could not win the name one player on Troy challenge, but I know that they're 24-point underdogs and I know that JMU is really good. Not that I'm taking anything for granted, but yeah, JMU is going to win that football game at home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come on now.
Yeah, no. The Dukes will be rooting for Duke. Dukes. I'll be rooting for a team from Virginia.
Dukes for Duke. How do you play that? Because I think you're like me. It's nice when UVA does well. It's good for the show. It's nice when JMU does well. It's good for the show. Do we just sit back and let the chips fall where they may?
Yeah, well, no, I'm leaning more into UVA.
Okay.
So dating back to when I was like in first grade, I have always been home team sports, go VA. Home team, all right? Any team in the state of Virginia. And then I take it a step further. Who do I believe has a chance to actually make more noise? To me, it's UVA over JMU.
Yeah.
But I want to root for one of those teams in a CFP.
I agree with you. UVA has a better chance of beating Ole Miss than JMU does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Sumrall is at Florida. Is he in the same conversation with Lane Kiffin and Bob Chesney?
No, Tulane to the SEC is an upgrade. That's fine, yeah.
Okay, even though the AD came out and his quote was, trust and transparency.
He said the coach filled him in the whole time. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to interview at Florida. We're good here. He signed off on the whole thing.
I'm pretty sure that everyone at Ole Miss knew Lane Kiffin was going to LSU. It was no secret.
And told him not to. The Tulane athletic director said, go interview. We hope you get the job. We'll celebrate you getting the job. The Ole Miss athletic director said, get your butt back in the locker room and coach these guys or get out. Get the hell out of my city.
Yeah,
like, very different reactions.
Well, that's why I am blaming the Ole Miss director in this situation.
No.
Yes.
You can't lose a coach. Imagine signing day Wednesday. If Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss head coach, had been celebrating all these guys going to LSU.
You told me. If Clemson fires Dabo Sweeney and Tony Elliott gets hired
today,
you would tell him not to coach the ACC championship game.
If at 1 o'clock Dabo says, I can't coach anymore, I'm out, and at 2 o'clock Clemson says, we're hiring Tony Elliott to be our next head coach, I would tell him not to coach in the game Saturday night.
No, I would tell him to finish the fight.
I'd tell him to get out of my locker room. I'd tell him, these guys are UVA players, and we're going to fight like hell to keep them at UVA. You can't take this with you.
To me, I'm all in for the history being made. And that is trying to go out and win a championship. Good luck. Have your success elsewhere. But let's try to finish the fight for this season.
I mean, you know, like, obviously, if it was today, you probably have to let him coach Saturday. But I wouldn't let him coach the playoff game. These are my guys. I got to draw a circle. I got to draw a fence.
So, but like, Chesney, are you letting him coach?
Yeah, of course. Because he can take the guys with him, because that's understood. But if you're Ole Miss, you can't let Lane Kiffin have a whole month in your locker room to poach all your guys, and then you got nobody on January 20th.
I mean, I think you're kind of crazy to think that he's going to poach guys from Ole Miss to LSU. He's going to be taking guys from Alabama, Ohio State. He's going to be taking guys from better schools than Ole Miss. There's no reason he's leaving Ole Miss.
Isn't Ole Miss like the fourth best team in America? Like, they got to have somebody there.
Yeah. They got him there because of Lane Kiffin. That's my thoughts. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We'll be joined by Frank Maloney from Who's Talking coming up next. Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on a Thursday, December 4th, rocking and rolling just after 12:35. Joining us right now from the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, you can hear him Mondays, Who's Talking, alongside Jim Hobgood. It's Frank Maloney. What's up,
hey,
Frank?
Hey, good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving belatedly, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, and I am thankful for UVA football giving us some juice here, a playoff sweat, as they will face off against Duke in the ACC championship game from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll start with this. Your thoughts on how UVA beat Duke the first time?
Actually, the formula was pretty simple. John Rudzinski, the defensive coordinator, dialed up some blitzes and some different looks before, pre-snap looks. And Mensah, the quarterback for Duke, got rattled.
Yeah.
And then Virginia got a sack, and then they got a pressure, and next thing you know, he had a bunch of three and outs, and that had not happened to them probably all season.
No, I mean, he's been terrific. 3,400 yards, 28 touchdowns to just four interceptions, and yet you look at that UVA game, that was his worst completion percentage of the entire season. That was his least number of touchdowns thrown the entire season, and the most sacks he took, four. So,
and it could have been more.
Yeah.
It could have been more.
So I do think that that's going to be the most difficult part for UVA, is that Duke will game plan to make sure that Mensa has enough time in the pocket.
And you know what? They're going to try to run the ball a little bit because the weather is supposed to be a little dicey. And that plays right into Virginia's strength, just as the Hokies. You know, they had a couple of good runs at the beginning of the game, and then they had no more runs.
Yeah.
And I actually give Drones credit, Kyron Drones. He was able to scramble like some kind of magician. I thought they had him down three or four times for sacks, and he got away. He wasn't getting enough blocking. And this is a shout-out to the Hokies. I have a lot of good Hokie friends. Tech just needs a few more players. They don't need 50 players.
No, and they did really well with signing day yesterday. But this is about UVA against Duke for the college football playoffs.
Virginia takes them down.
Third down conversions are going to be crucial in this game.
Duke better look out for first and second down. Look, Virginia's loaded. Virginia is on a roll.
Yeah,
and if Chandler Morris hadn't been speared by two Wake defenders that were taught to go in low, helmets at his shoulder, Virginia would have won that game. And how many wins in a row would that have been?
Right. I mean,
I'll tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They would be on a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, they would be ahead of Notre Dame. They would be ahead of Notre Dame in the rankings. It's unfortunate, but I actually think UVA has a chance against any of the five or the six seeds here.
Listen, just get through this game. I know it's easy to get pissed off that Virginia didn't get Miami. I think everybody wearing orange and blue was hopeful that we would get a shot at Miami because we've had a good record against Miami in the last 15, 20 years.
But don't you want the easy victory against Duke?
It won't be easy because Duke will play their best game of the year, and they're embarrassed from the first game, and Manny Diaz is no dummy.
He's a pretty good coach.
He's a pretty good coach. So I'm actually going to say Virginia wins this game 27 to like 10 or 13.
So let's talk about the importance of this game, though. And it's talked about with Michael financially.
Big money. Listen, earlier in the week, you tried to get me to jump all over this thing and say it was the biggest game of the century.
Hey, I got it from Chris Graham. That's your boy.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect. that's perfect.
He loves a good headline.
I might write something on Twitter about that. Thank you. Truth be told, I've been to all the big games in my lifetime. I've been going to Virginia games since I was five. I used to sit on the hill, play football with the kids from Charlottesville, happiest guy in the stadium. Back when the hill was a long way from the field, they moved it forward. Most people don't remember that.
Yeah,
they bulldozed all this dirt and moved it forward. There have been a lot of big games. You know, the first time George Welsh beat Carolina, I remember the fans storming the field, and I remember the fans carrying all kinds of artifacts from the stadium, you know, away from the stadium back to Fraternity Row.
Right, and I bet
that was in the early 80s.
And I bet the newspaper headline the next day sold out, and people have those newspapers still. But times have changed.
Well,
with social media and everything, people around the nation are going to be watching this game, and with the college football playoffs, the expanded to 12 teams, that's why I can say I think this is the biggest game in program history.
Well, the win against Florida State, and all the wins against Florida State that have happened in Scott Stadium and even one on the road in Tallahassee, those games drew large audiences. Now, it's interesting, the fan base started buying a slew of tickets. I almost used another word there. And they filled up the stadium in those last three or four night games. Well, now the townies are going to the games and are interested. The students have become seriously interested. local alumni that have sort of like, you know, it's another game. They don't look at it like that now. And I'm getting phone calls and texts from people from yesteryear who are genuinely excited. It all started by beating Florida State in that dynamic game. That was a great football game.
Oh, 100%. But you have to admit, yes, when you win the Commonwealth Cup, what was it, the second time in 18 years or so?
Well, thank you.
It brings people out. And all of a sudden, people are paying attention now.
You're not going to be on my Christmas list if you keep bringing that up.
Hey, I am Team UVA. This guy on the other side is rooting for Duke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he wants to see JMU get into the CFP.
Jeremy, no. Actually, I like Jeremy. He's done a great job on our show since he replaced Vince. No question this game is big. And it's the money, it's the prestige, it's the opportunity to play in an SEC stadium, most likely.
I think
they're slated to play.
Oh yeah, Ole Miss. Probably. And I love that.
By the way, what a great opportunity! They're in turmoil with the interim coach and all that. Couldn't be a better scenario. That doesn't mean Virginia is going to win the game.
No, but when you consider like,
it does mean they have a chance.
So the merchandise that would be sold of a CFP appearance, the recruiting,
yes,
right, the donors towards NIL. Well, make it to the CFP,
my bobblehead will sell like crazy. I wish I had a bobblehead.
I mean, this is,
don't you? Doesn't everybody wish they had their own bobblehead? I mean, that is the most hilarious thing. Sorry, people, but I digress.
All right, Duke, Virginia, this Saturday night.
What a game! 8 o'clock.
We haven't talked much about UVA's offense.
Well, they've rediscovered the magic that was available to them earlier in the season, and it's really because I think Des Kitching's the offensive coordinator, except for one bad series in the first half. He is blending the run with the pass, and he's told Chandler Morris, the quarterback, when you see them loading the box, let's burn them. Let's pass the ball. And when they don't load the box, Jamari Taylor breaks a tackle and gets 4 yards. And guess what? When you are second and six, third and one, the whole playbook is available.
Oh, stringing together positive plays in a row is the most important thing, and avoiding the negative plays. Less sacks for Morse, less negative runs in the last three or four games here.
Well, you know, Chandler is put out an appeal so he can play another year. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, we talked about it yesterday.
Let me tell you something.
Him against Pavia for the national championship next year.
And you know what? I don't care if they're seventh or eighth year. They bring excitement to college football like we have not had in so long.
See, I think you're too close to this situation here. You know it's bad for the sport.
It's
like,
not.
Outside of Chandler Morris himself, it is bad for the sport to have, because here's the problem. All of the high school seniors are now being shut out because of all these kids that are 25, 26.
No, they're not. Listen, there are guys this year that played for Virginia that are true first-year players. There was a DB, there's a tight end, there's a couple of guys.
No, I'm talking about the quarterbacks, though.
Okay. Guess what? They can learn.
No, but is this what you want the future of college football to be? It's bunch of 22-year-olds, and then every team has a 25-year-old starting quarterback.
Listen, these two guys are rare. There aren't many of them.
I mean, Bo Nix played about 8 years.
Well, that was different. He hopped around.
Well, yeah, but that's what they're allowing you to do now. Well, that and the COVID.
I'm just saying the COVID thing is gone now. What happens going forward is going to be completely different.
But I'm saying is I think what happens going forward needs to be eligibility gets cut off after 5 years and after age 24.
Well, just so you know.
I mean, I hate the BYU kids that get to leave and travel around the country and do their thing, and then they come back. Richie Saunders is 25 years old, hitting 50% from three.
Well, they've had guys 27 years old play for Brigham Young. Now, listen, can't we all go on a mission in the middle of our career and grow up?
I mean, yeah.
No, we shouldn't. Here's the truth. Truth be told, These are very rare times. Antonio Clary has had, three knee surgeries, and he had to deal with COVID. He had two coaching staffs. I'm happy for him.
I would be excited to watch Chandler Morris again.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's good for the sport.
Well, it's going to be his last year of football.
How do we know that?
He's not big.
He could apply for another year of eligibility.
He's not.
This was supposed to be the last year for Pavia.
Listen, they're probably, first off, they're probably not going to agree to let Chandler go forward, because the season he missed 8 or 9 games, he got hurt before the season started, but then he played in the last 3 or 4 games of the season. And unfortunately, that's not a recipe that gets a lot of love.
Yeah.
By
no,
the
but like,
NCAA.
I just think you're locked in to the best season you've had in a long time. But don't you want to develop another quarterback?
Yes. No question. And listen, Virginia is known for this. Mm-hmm. Don Majkowski, Scott Sekulis, Matt Schaub. I could go Aaron Brooks. I could go on and on and on. Isn't that a song? Anyway, I'm just saying to you, this is a special moment in time. Everybody, let's embrace it. Have fun. It's good for state football. It's obviously good enough that Franklin won't leave Penn State and go to Virginia Tech. You think Hokies are excited right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're in my Rotary Club. Hey, we're going to have 40 new players. 40 new players, I said.
I've never seen a coach win this much without coaching a game. It's incredible.
Well, he has been coaching. He's been at Penn State. And you know, he was stealing players that were going to go to Tech. He's just bringing them back,
yeah,
you know?
It's pretty crazy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Frank Maloney hanging out with us here.
No breaks? We're red hot.
I know. All gas, no breaks here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio as we take you inside the locker room. Isn't that what it sounds like? Here with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking.
I think so.
So, UVA against Duke on Saturday, but I know you wanted to touch on some of the other championship games as well and how the seeding will shake up for the college football playoffs.
Well, you know, Alabama-Georgia is very interesting to me. If Alabama loses, what happens?
I think if Alabama loses, they drop one spot, but I don't think it's going to be enough to knock them out. I just don't think you can punish a team for playing in a title game, because then you're going to – the next thing is going to be a team just forfeits and doesn't play in a title game, and then after that you just cancel all the title games.
Maybe. But I think there is growing sentiment online that maybe they're vulnerable. I mean, I've read some things.
I know, and I think a lot of things would have to fall into place. First off, BYU would 100% need to win. All right, so BYU needs to beat Texas Tech to get two Big 12 teams in.
By the way, that's not happening.
I don't think so either.
I think Texas Tech steamrolls them. In fact, that might be a body bag type of game. Where
really? So just, would you give UVA a chance against Texas Tech?
If all of our guys were healthy, Cam Ross has to come back from the hamstring. Mikhail Boley's ankle needs to magically...
But in normal years, would you not take the ACC champion over the Big 12 champion?
Well, you would think...
Do I have ACC bias? I mean, well, I would take them every year.
I would think so. The thing that Virginia has going for them is they have a punishing runner in Jamari Taylor.
Yeah.
He's a 1,000-yard guy. He doesn't get brought down by the first guy. Number two, Virginia has an excellent tight end. And tight ends in the middle of the field are a quarterback's best friend. Lastly, Virginia has a wave of wide receivers. I mean, Cam Courtney almost took it to the house against the Hokies. He got tripped on his back leg, and I looked at the video again.
The wide receivers have been underrated for UVA all season long, and I know you wanted to talk about how the ACC came out with their first team.
Okay, we'll just say this. How does Virginia win 10 games, okay, and Chandler Morris is honorable mention? Give me a break. Those are North Carolina riders that are still crying in their soup because UNC wasn't worth a nickel this year.
So first-team quarterback Haynes King.
Give me a break. Who had a better year?
Second-team quarterback Darian Mensah.
Give me a break. Who won the head-to-head?
Third-team quarterback Carson Beck.
Please.
Honorable mention, they have Kevin Jennings at SMU ahead of Chandler Morris.
What a bunch of poppycock.
Running back, Hollywood Smothers.
But he's a good player.
Jamari Taylor did get listed as first team running back, though.
That was it. Sage Ennis.
That's the only guy?
Yes. Why didn't Sage...
That's kind of wild, dude.
Why didn't Sage Ennis make first or second team?
Right. I mean, should have a few defensive players on
and
here.
And hold on. Left guard for Virginia... Josie has been there for years. He should have been in the top three. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, the first team offense is Georgia Tech, NC State, Florida State, Louisville, Miami, NC State, California, Miami, Clemson, Georgia Tech, SMU, Florida State. So no Virginia and
except
no Duke.
Except for Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor was first team.
But he's backup running back behind Hollywood Smothers.
Well, they play two.
Yeah.
Most backfields have two. Look, here's the thing here. Look at the second team. Who's on the second team?
Darian Mensah, Damon Claiborne. He's a local kid.
Yes, he's good.
Nate Shepard.
Yep.
Duke, Cal, Boston College, Sam Roush. We had him on the show from Stanford.
Yep.
Malachi Toney at Miami. Duke, SMU, Miami. And then you got your center in there, Brady Wilson.
And he clearly Brady Wilson. But you know, where's Josie? Josie's still living in there. Where's third team?
Yeah, third team Virginia got Mikhail Boley in and Noah Josie.
Okay. I would
and Trell Harris.
I would contend that both those linemen should have been at least second team. They got hosed.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you had the ACC record that you guys had.
By the way, I got a better one for you. You ready for a really good one?
Yeah.
Cam Robinson was voted number two defensive player of the year, but he's honorable mention.
Yeah.
What a slap in the face. By the way, he's going to be playing for an NFL team near you one day.
Look, if Tony Elliott's smart, he hangs this list up, your first team, on bulletin board.
Yeah, you know what? I think this team is mature, they're focused, and they're determined. And they're going to beat Duke. And I think if they can stay healthy enough, don't be shocked if they surprise that first-round opponent in the CFP, because there's something going on with this team, and it's if you can't see it, that's your problem. And I predicted this team might have 8 wins this year. Okay? I said if they stay healthy and da-da-da goes right and looking at the schedule. You know,
I mean, looking at the schedule, I picked 7.
And guess what? Guess what? They beat it by 2 wins. Three for you, 2 for me.
And they could keep going.
And I was looking for the bright side, right? So, you know, we all knew something cool was going to happen when Coastal Carolina. During that game, I was looking around going, do you get the feeling we could go for 50 here?
Yeah.
And there were people in the press box looking at me like, 50? I said,
well, the money that went into the program,
yes.
Tony Elliott doing his job coaching and bringing in recruits and in the transfer portal, when you hit at quarterback, it makes things a lot easier.
It's all about the fit. Let me tell you something. Not every school has to worry about the fit. At Virginia, they found the kind of players. Mitchell Melton, where did he go on that list?
I don't think he was in here.
Yeah, he didn't have too many sacks and tackles for losses, did he? He had a huge year, by the way.
He was honorable mention.
Yeah, what a bunch of total BS North Carolina beat writers. I'll tell you something right
Call
now.
Call them out. Rod Baxley. Who else we got?
I
like those guys.
They're not as bad as the ACC.
But right, though, because I've been to enough of these ACC media days now. It's all about the damn triangle.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They send a million reporters. I'm like, do you guys realize how close you guys are? You can't have one guy cover all these teams. They got 3 NC State reporters, 3 UNC reporters, 3 Clemson reporters, 3 Wake Forest reporters, 3 Duke reporters.
Good for them. And, you know, there was the famous coach and AD at NC State famously said, one day I'd like to see a basketball hoop in everybody's backyard or their driveway, right? And that gets brought up every year before ACC basketball season.
I mean, to the beach in North Carolina,
yeah.
Every beach house has a basketball hoop. It is true.
It's interesting, though. I think when it comes to football, they don't really understand. Virginia's somewhat been a sleeping beast lately. And what's happening is pride and of ownership and support and loyalty have come into play. And they said, we're not going to let this coach fail. He's too nice a guy.
Well, it's not that long ago.
He survived the shootings. I mean,
you were in the ACC championship in 2019.
Well,
you know?
I was there, and that was a mismatch. Let's face it. Clemson had an NFL team that year.
Right.
Okay. And both their wide receivers were first-round picks. And the quarterback was 6'6". I stood next to him. I said, why aren't you on a basketball team? And he laughed. I made him laugh. I said, you're not a football player. You're a basketball. He laughed out loud. Trevor Lawrence, folks. And I'll just say this. this is a great opportunity. I expect Duke to play a very good game, but I do expect Virginia just to have too much of everything, and Virginia should win.
Yeah, as long as turnovers don't bite them.
It's also very important for the ACC that Virginia wins this game.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.